Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. Is it possible in the United States to shoot someone walking past your house dead in front of several witnesses and suffer no consequences for it, not even losing your government job? That appears to be the case with Douglas Bates, a U.S. Customs officer who reportedly shot unarmed 20-year-old Basim Hamait, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, it's C-H-M-A-I-T, in front of his friends and nearby residents. Bates wasn't even booked for questioning. According to California's Orange County Sheriff's Department spokesman, Jim Amormino, there is no clear evidence of a crime being committed, so there was nothing to book him on. John McDonald from Orange County Register gives an account of an eyewitness who would disagree. 18-year-old Joe Kemp said that he, Basim, and two other friends drove to an apartment complex to attend a party. They were walking to the apartment when a full soda can was thrown in their direction. Kemp said he didn't see who pitched the can, but he picked it up and tossed it into the street. All of a sudden, Kemp said, a man in a blue and white robe ran out of an apartment, a badge in one hand and a gun in the other. "Look at this," Kemp said the man told them. "You want to expletive with a cop?" The man pistol-whipped one of the friends and then shot Basim in the head when he stepped forward to help, Kemp said. The gunman walked away and into his apartment like it was nothing, Kemp said. I can't help but speculate that this young man might have been targeted. It doesn't feel like a random event. Why is it that Bates, who works for the Homeland Security Department, just happened to have this kind of encounter with Basim, who was an Arab American, performed hip-hop, and had at least one friend who frequents left-wing radical websites? There is currently a vigil every Saturday night in Mission Viejo, which will continue until justice is served. For more information, visit www.justiceforbasim.com. Basim is spelled B-A-S-S-I-M. Remember the words of Martin Niemöller. In Germany, the Nazis first came for the communists, but I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, but I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time, there was no one left to speak for me. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.